Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It's time now for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, I know there's been a lot of speculation over the weekend about a regional supermarket chain.
Yeah, and that involves Tops, of course, really the second biggest chain around our area in Rochester. As you know, Beth, Wegmans is really number one in terms of coverage in this area. And in Buffalo, it's, I think, probably a little bit closer to having a Tops, the more dominant supermarket chain. Of course, Tops is based in the Buffalo area in Williamsville in that suburb, and the report over Bloomberg brought a lot of media attention about Tops over the weekend. Bloomberg says its sources are telling them that Tops could potentially seek court protection from creditors as early as this month. Tops does have about 170 stores around the Northeast. They began about a century ago. Just a little history here. A private equity company had bought Tops from the Dutch retailer Ahold back in 2007. Later, the chain was bought out by Store Management in 2013. We did try to reach out to Tops over the weekend. Nothing yet from them. A Reuters report, I should mention, last month also indicated Tops is dealing with some significant pension liabilities stemming from their acquisition of a logistics company in 2013. Bloomberg also reporting that Bylo, that is the company behind the Winn-Dixie chain, another chain not big here, but big, of course, down south in other areas, is also preparing for a bankruptcy filing. The Bloomberg story notes, and we, of course, already probably know this in terms of looking at the supermarket industry, tight margins are always tougher supermarkets. They do run on very tight margins, but there's been a lot of competition, as you know, in recent weeks and months, not only from the big chains like Walmart and Costco, but recently companies like Amazon really getting into the mix, of course, buying Whole Foods recently. So all of this is apparently piling onto Tops again. This is only according to sources from Bloomberg, but would not be surprised if they are facing some financial pressure right now.
Yeah, and especially because the supermarket chain didn't make any move to try to deny this at all.
Yeah, usually, and you're absolutely right, something like this, if it was something where they definitely thought it was totally spurious, they would have come out with something very quickly. And I imagine this is an indication that maybe there is some truth to this. But again, we will have to wait and see what happens this month. A bit of different news from Tops. This on a much lighter note. They have begun selling Sunions. That's S-U-N-I-O-N-S. That is billed as America's first tearless and sweet onion. They say Sunions are not a genetically modified product. They were grown through a natural crossbreeding program. Sunions now are only grown in Nevada and Washington, and Top says it put the Sunions to test at some consumer trials. I'd love to have seen those recently, where they were chopped and compared to another onion variety by people said to be presupposed to tearing when cutting onions or watching soap operas or something like that.
It's a fatal curse if you love to cook with onions.
Yeah, same here. I can empathize with that. Staying with the supermarket theme, last week, Wegman said that some Buffalo Niagara area locations will close overnight from midnight to 6 a.m. each day starting in March. They used to be 24-hour stores. They're making that move to better align employee resources with the times of day when the majority of customers frequented those locations. We did reach out to a Wegman spokeswoman. She tells us there are no plans to do that right now at Rochester stores. And Beth, I know that's good news for you. You probably are there at 3 in the morning sometimes.
I have been in a Wegmans store at that hour, and I can tell you there's not a lot going on at that time.
That's when the cashier wants to have a big, long conversation with you usually.
Yeah.
And also, RIT saying that Stephen Van Slyke, an alum of the school, has been inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame for co-inventing the organic light emitting diode, otherwise known as OLED. Of course, you see that at all kinds of digital display screens, everything from your smartphone to your computers, high-def TVs. It gives you, they say, better image quality, better efficiency. Van Slyke and Ching Tang, also among this year's inductees, invented the new OLEDs. And actually, they worked on that back at Kodak back in 1987. Beth?
All right. Randy Gorman, our news director with the WXXI Business Report, which you hear every Monday at 8:45.